I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's bring in Mike Tenier, NFL lead writer for Bleacher Report. Mike, great time of year, week three. This is, and I was just telling Tom Verducci in the last segment, this is no sleep time for you. It is all work for you, right?
All work and no play. And you know what? It's better to be 1-0-1 than to be 0-1-1, and hopefully you don't go 1-0-2 next week with a tie against Washington.
Too many ties, man. I haven't processed this very well. It's better than a loss, but we were joking about this. I've been filling in for Bill the last couple of days, and we've had both callers and guests use the term that loss or the way they lost that game. It's weird how the fan will check down to a loss.
They will, and especially when you had the lead in the game and there was a comeback, and there was a comeback with some extenuating circumstances and all that, so it feels like a loss. I think if you come back from 21 points down and kind of fight to it, some people go into hockey mode, and they think, oh, you skated to a tie on the road. That was kind of an accomplishment. But, yeah, in this case, it probably feels like a loss, and it may feel like a loss come playoff time when you have these two teams with ties. And you're looking at, you know, records like 10-4-1, and you're worried about like teams that are 10-5-1, and you're worried about 11-5 team leapfrogging over either the Packers or the Vikings and the Patriots in the playoffs.
The other part of it too is that there were other circumstances, and this is not a blaming of officials, but there were events that came out of this game, and the Clay Matthews hit right in the center of them, that have drawn this attention to the way the rules are interpreted this year. Now, we know the NFL is using this play, this Clay Matthews hit that was called as a penalty, as an example of what not to do. How you feel about that?
It's disastrous. It's going to be disastrous. It's going to result in referees who know better trying to use this as an exemplar and weaving all over the road and making crazy decisions and calling routine sacks penalties. And we're going to see it, and it's going to impact more games and more high-profile games. And this is unfortunately the NFL's vintage mistake. The NFL never admits a mistake. It doubles down on its mistakes. And you can go through the history of everything in the NFL, from controversial issues to penalty type issues to things like that. They never just admit it and say, look, that happened and we'll move on. And that's what you're going to see. You're going to see more penalties like this, and it's going to have defenders wondering what to do. And the big outcome, in addition to lost games, is some defender, some guy's going to say, look, if I can't even hit him with my shoulder in the midsection, then I might as well just go for the knee or go for the head. If everything's a penalty, I might as well just knock his butt out. You know, in the heat and the sweat of a game, they might start to think that way. And that's the worst, and that's the most unsafe situation of all.
And I imagine, too, that coaching staffs at this point, more than they have before, will have scouting reports on the officials as much as they will on the other team, right?
You think they would, but when they do this thing where they say, oh, this is now our centerpiece decision, it takes weeks to even get those scouting reports on the officials. So you might get those, and you might get things like, oh, these guys might call this, these guys might call that. The thing is, all during the offseason, the helmet rule was the thing we were talking about. And, of course, the NFL just made the helmet rule go away. They didn't change it or anything. They just stopped calling it. And you know, coaches told me over and over again, it's like you kind of have to prepare for these things. You got to let guys know. You got to let guys know during practice what they can and can't do. You can reinforce it. There's no time right now to reinforce this new thing where just about any place you hit a quarterback is going to get you a penalty. It's going to leave coaches and players just not sure what to do. And again, when you're not sure what to do, you might revert back to things that you used to do in the past that the NFL doesn't want you to do anymore.
Mike Tenier, NFL lead writer from Bleacher Report, joining us, talking about the NFL rules and talking a little Green Bay Packers as well. Aaron Jones comes back for the Pack to face Washington. I mean, we're all marveling at what Aaron Rodgers is doing, but there is no doubt that he is not 100%. How important is an Aaron Jones to an Aaron Rodgers?
you need to get some semblance of balance going. And I'm guessing that's a broken record story out there in Wisconsin, that the running game, you know, is never where you want it to be. And it clearly has not been where you wanted it to be through the first two games there, you know, with Williams 3.4, I think it is, yards per clip. So you need to get more guys out there. I think you need to see a little more creativity as well. I think that's been a broken record for a couple of years. But this is another stout front seven. You face a very stout front seven in Minnesota, one of the best in the NFL, and it did pretty well against that. And then in the opener, you faced a pretty tough front seven with the Chicago Bears and did well, particularly in the second half against that. You've got to keep doing it, and you can't keep doing it, expecting Aaron Rodgers, who's hobbling, to just continue to do it with smoke and mirrors and getting help from block punts and some other things like that. You need a little bit of balance, slow that pass rush down, and that's going to come from getting Jones back and getting a running game that's a little bit more multidimensional.
To me, too, there are two amazingly consistent things that are going on. Rodgers, no matter his condition, coming through for the Packers, but on the other end of those throws, Davante Adams, who has been a touchdown machine, and for those who have waited for him to drop off, that drop off is not happening. In your rankings of receivers, is Adams a top 10? Is he a top 5? Is that too much to ask?
I think the top 5 is kind of occupied. I don't have my list in front of me right now, but if you take your Antonio Browns and DeAndre Hopkinses and put them all together, you're going to get past 5. Then there's another tier, and there's a tier with a lot of very good ball players on it. I think Davante Adams is firmly on that tier with guys that most teams would have as their number one receiver, probably on that tier with guys like Keenan Allen and Doug Baldwin and guys like that. So that's where your premier number one receivers are. He really has elevated to that level, and he's not being asked to do it alone. I know in the past, you know, injuries have caught up to them, but, you know, Cobb is playing well, Allison's playing well, obviously got Graham now. So from a receiving standpoint, this is almost where you were years back when you had that killer team, when you had that Donald Driver, Jones, Nelson, JerMichael, all those guys there. I don't think you're there yet, but you can be close to it. But, boy, again, wouldn't it be better to have all that and say we can rely even more on our running game to be a little bit more consistent and take the pressure off those guys?
So, Mike, my big question when I talk to someone like you who has to, you know, you're writing about the entire league. We focus on a team. You focus on all of the teams. Your Sunday, is it a room with 12 TV monitors? Like, how does it work?
It's a room because I have to write these Monday morning digests, which you can find on the BR app. You download the BR app and you can find me there. And that's a wrap-up of everything that happened. So it's a room with 12 TVs. Now, of course, that room also has other people in it a lot of times. It's a long bar and there are beverages and chicken wings. Sometimes it's a sad environment. Sometimes it's if you go to the press box of the games, you will find a room with a bunch of TVs with a bunch of guys sitting at it. But that's it. A lot of note-taking, a lot of bouncing around. Good thing about talking about the Packers is you're almost always tuned into their game in some level as one of the two or three you're really focusing on because you can't watch 8 games at once. So I can come on and talk about Green Bay. Yeah, I know everything happened in Green Bay, Minnesota because you're focused on that. It might be a little different if someone's calling and asking about, you know, the Arizona Cardinals-Tennessee Titans game and you realize that was the one that you were looking at every 20 minutes instead of every single play.
It'll be a busy Sunday. I know you'll be looking forward to it. Mike Tenier, thank you very much for joining us. Great insights. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. Take care and enjoy the rest of your week.
Mike Tenier, NFL lead writer for Bleacher Report on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair for 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.